together as one. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. We give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people, Israel, from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ, the promised Lamb at the center of the throne, who will shepherd us to the springs of the water of life. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you gave the holy apostles many gifts and commanded them to feed your flock. Inspire all pastors to proclaim your word diligently and your people to receive it willingly, that finally we may receive the crown of eternal glory through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated for the reading.
Thank you all for coming to help us support our new pastor. The first reading is from Exodus, the third chapter. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and bring them out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. The word of the Lord.
Please read Psalm 91 responsively with me. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence.
He will guard you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler.
You will not fear the terror of the night or the arrow that flies by day. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked.
Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place.
No evil shall befall you, no scourge shall near your tent.
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot.
Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name.
When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them.
With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation.
Thank you.
The second reading is from Romans, the 10th chapter. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all have obeyed the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, from the crucified and risen Messiah, Jesus, and the beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, it is good to be here with you, and on behalf of all of those who love and serve Jesus across 23 counties of Northwest Ohio, I bring you greetings. It is good to be here, to gather in God's house to worship, to hear the gift of God's word, to experience the promise of God's presence through bread that is broken and wine that is poured, and to celebrate God's gift of Christian community. So who here is from one of the local congregations? Yeah. Who here is from the community? Who hears from outside the village limits, who came in from afar? How wonderful, how wonderful. Who's here because there's just something about this Jesus? There's just something about this Jesus. He leads us up, but he won't ever let us down. He calls us in, but he never lets us stay. He sends us out, but he'll never let us go. There is just something about this Jesus and the promise of his presence with his people. Jesus reminds us again and again that we are the people of God, blessed with the promise that God is God and that we are God's people, and that God loves you with a love that'll never let you go in order that you might love the other, the community, and the world. The love that we receive is a love that we give. We, and that's you and me, we are the people of God, a people entrusted with a message and a mission. Message is pretty simple. If no one's told you yet, the tomb is empty. The one who was crucified now lives. And the truth of that message, it changes everything. The mission is to be sent with the message and to partner with the living God to completely transform the world. And here I thought it was all about me. and you might have thought that it was all about you. When all along, from the very beginning, God has had this awesome plan to recreate and renew, to transcend and transform everything and everyone, all creation, all the world, all nations, all tribes, all peoples. And here's the best part. God's going to use us to do it. That's God's plan. There is no plan B. There's just a plan you and a plan me. And me and you, we are more than enough, especially when the Holy Spirit enters in. Think about it. If God can call a tongue-tied shepherd like Moses to lead God's people out of Egypt, if God can call a self-absorbed scoundrel like Paul to proclaim the good news, and if God can take an equipment engineer with a specialty in lighting to shine the light of Christ in the world, then why can't God use you too? God can use you too. You see, we are called and we are sent to partner with the living God to change the community and the world. As Pastor Sean is called, as Moses was called, as Paul was called, as many of our pastors here were called, and so many of you played an important role in Pastor Sean's call. Many of you prayed. Many of you offered words of encouragement. Some of you here entrusted a seminary student to stand before you and to share the word and to administer the sacraments. You invested in this pastor. It's important for us to remember that the call doesn't come as a solo, it comes as a symphony. And this work that we're called to do, we don't do it alone. Think about it. Moses had his brother Aaron and Miriam. St. Paul had Timothy and Titus. Jesus had Peter, James, John, and Mary Magdalene. Pastor Sean has been called by the community and then sent into the community. In the same way that the crucified and risen Jesus sent his first followers out. In John chapter 20, Jesus sends his disciples into the world to be a sent church. As the Father has sent me, he says, so I send you. But again, he doesn't send them or us alone. He sends us in community, and he promises us the presence of the Holy Spirit. We do this work together, never alone. Think about it. You are here tonight. I'm here tonight. Pastor Sean is here tonight. Because someone inspired by the Holy Spirit took this discipleship sending stuff seriously enough to tell someone who told someone, who told someone, who told you. Maybe the Holy Spirit was working through your mother, or your grandma, or your dad. And maybe the Holy Spirit was working through a neighbor or a coach, maybe a Sunday school teacher or a pastor. Maybe it was a bishop. I don't know, maybe. Someone shared the message with you. Someone shared the love of Jesus with you. And think about the difference that has made in your life. So who are you investing in? Who are you reaching out to? Who are you discipling? How are you sharing the promise of God's presence with those you know and love? We are grateful to gather this evening to celebrate the gift of an installation. We're grateful that Pastor has been called to serve here. Because as you may have heard, there is a great need in the church for leaders. We need pastors who will preach and teach God's word. We need deacons who will lead us out into the community and the world. But we also need folks in the pews and community leaders who are prayerful and faithful followers of Jesus. Each one of us here tonight has a gift to offer. Some of you have the gift of teaching, some the gift of giving, some the gift of preaching the gospel. Others have gifts of leadership and prayer. The body of Christ has all that it needs to be who God calls us to be and to do what God calls us to do. But it takes more than a pastor. It takes the whole people of God to do the whole work of God. And we do God's work best when we do it in community together. We're not made to do this work alone. Because as I said a bit earlier, it's not about me. It's not about you. And sometimes I think that's where we get hung up with the me and the my and the mine. It's not about me. I remember lots of years ago, my sister and I complaining to my mother about Sunday morning church. We're tired and it's boring, so my sister said. I didn't say that, my sister said that. And we don't get anything out of it. And my mother, who was not a theologian, she worked in a bakery, Mom said to us, that's not why we go to church. We go to church to worship God, and we go to church to thank God for all that God does for us. And certainly, you can spare 1 hour a week for God, and if you get something out of it, then consider that a bonus. Now get in that car. I learned at an early age that it's not about me. It's about the one from whom all blessings flow. It's about the one who leads us to hope when there is no hope. It's about the one who loves you with a love that'll never let you go. It's about the one who was crucified and now lives. Pastor Sean, you've been called by the living God to serve this community. And you get to remind us in the preaching of the gospel, in the teaching of sacred scripture, the sharing of sacrament, and the selfless service, that it's not about us. It's about the living God and the opportunity we get to hear the gospel, to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, to lend our hands to the tasks that are before us, and to open our hearts to receive, but also to share the love of God. So may you rejoice, pastor of God and people of God. May we rejoice and give thanks as we celebrate the gift of this night, the gift of God's word, the gift of God's presence through sacrament, the gift of Christian community, and the gift of partnering with the living God to fully and completely, to absolutely and utterly, to unequivocally and unabashedly change the world. That's what we're called to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you.
I ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
Called as the Bishop of the Northwestern Ohio Synod and having been authorized by the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America to install Sean Schneider, our co-worker, in the gospel as pastor, I now ask for certification of this call and commitment to ministry with Sean Schneider.
Siblings in Christ, the ministry we share is none other than the sacrificial ministry of Christ, who gave himself up to death on a cross for the salvation of the world. Pastor Sean Schneider has been called to ministry with the church as a minister of word and sacrament. We have been called as the community of Christ, that is, First Lutheran Church, after prayerful deliberation in celebration of God's love for us, the ministry of this parish. We, the people of First Lutheran Church, have called Sean Schneider as pastor and affirm our commitment to God's call. We present him this letter certifying the call. You may be seated.
A reading from John. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." A reading from Matthew. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." A reading from 1 Timothy. "Set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love and faith and purity. Attend to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy, with the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers."
Pastor Sean, in the presence of this assembly, will you commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility in the confidence that it comes from God through the call of the church?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you preach and teach in accordance with the Holy Scriptures and with the confessions of the Lutheran Church? Will you carry out this ministry in harmony with the constitutions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you be diligent in your study of the Holy Scriptures and in your use of the means of grace? Will you love, serve, and pray for God's people? Nourish them with the word and sacraments, and lead them by your own example in faithful service and holy living?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you give faithful witness in the world that God's love may be known in all that you do?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and compassion to perform them. Amen. I invite you to please stand as you're able. Dear people of God, will you receive Pastor Sean as a messenger of Jesus Christ, sent to serve all people with the gospel of hope and salvation? Will you regard him as a servant of Christ and a steward of the mysteries of God?
We will, and we ask God to help us.
Will you pray for him, help and honor him for his work's sake, and in all things strive to live together in the peace and unity of Christ?
We will, and we ask God to help us.
Pastor Sean, the office of pastor is now committed to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to kneel for the blessing. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in God's sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory, now and forever. Amen. As a visual reminder to all of us, we'll now recognize four significant stations and responsibilities that Pastor Sean is called to lead, guide, and shepherd as a minister of word and sacrament. This time, I would invite our four parish representatives to please take their places.
Pastor Sean, you have been called to be among us to baptize, to teach, and to forgive sins.
Pastor Sean, you've been called to be among us to proclaim his good news.
Pastor Sean, you've been called to be among us to preside at the Lord's Supper.
Pastor Sean, you have been called to be among us, to lead us out into the world to make disciples.
Dear people of God, may I present to you Sean Schneider, your pastor. Let us welcome him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Work now. With hope and expectation, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who await God's day of restoration.
For the Holy Catholic Church, that filled with your love, it may hunger for truth and thirst after righteousness. God of mercy,
hear our prayer. For the members of the church, especially First Lutheran, that we may witness to the hope made available to the world only through your Son, Jesus Christ, that in him we may serve you in true and godly lives. God of mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all pastors, for all deaconesses, all diaconal ministers, associates in ministry, for Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Daniel, our Northwestern Ohio bishop, that together with all those responsible for the care and nurture of your people, they may support one another in serving Christ. God of mercy,
hear our prayer. For the peace of the church, that our divisions may be overcome, so that united in Christ, we may serve the world and bear witness to the good news. God of mercy,
hear our prayer.
For Sean, called to be a pastor in the church, that, sustained by your Holy Spirit, he may carry out this ministry with joy and a spirit of bold trust, serve your people, build up your church, and glorify your name. God of mercy,
hear our prayer. For the nations of the world and their leaders, that they may work for justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person. God of mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the whole creation, that everything you have made may fulfill your purpose and that we may exercise care for your diverse gifts. God of mercy,
hear our prayer. For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, the lonely, the forgotten, and all who suffer. For refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, especially those we lift up now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. That they may be relieved and protected. God of mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the glorious company of all the saints, those who have died in faith, especially those we lift now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts, and those who live in certain hope, we praise you, that their witness may give us courage until the day of Jesus Christ. God of mercy,
hear our prayer.
Listen to these and all our prayers, O God of hosts, and restore us with your great and everlasting mercy.
Amen.
And now may the peace of Christ. Oops.
No, you're fine. You're the pet. Go for it.
Man, big mistake there. May the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. Yeah, this is about like a normal Sunday. Seems right. At this time, we continue with our gifts and our offerings. Our offering this evening goes to the Northwestern Ohio Synod's Discipleship Initiative. Take a look in your bulletin to see what the Discipleship Initiative is all about.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God, our provider, be your merciful hand, abundant springs up from the earth. Receive and bless these gifts of your own bounty. Let them be a sign of your steadfast love and faithfulness for all people, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks. He gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. Remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Holy Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us, awaken your people, fill us with your light, bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God, incarnate power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As we await the coming of Christ, this meal gives us a foretaste of the feast to come. Gather around this table where all are welcome. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Generous God, in bread and cup, you have revealed your glory for all people to see together. Nourished by this meal, send us out to proclaim your good news of liberation and release, brought to birth in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Before the blessing, I'm just going to invite you, if you would just sit down for one more moment. Before the blessing, just like to have some introductions. We've got some guest colleagues here. So I'm going to invite Pastor Sean to introduce folks that he has here, and then pastors and deacons and Synod-authorized ministers, if you just share who you are and where God has called you to serve.
You know who I am. That's why you're here. this is my wife, Andrea, and then Andrew, he's sitting over here. He put all his Pokemon cards away. Lydia and Ben are over there. They're going to do the acolyte and stuff. All the way in the back, like good Lutherans, we have my mom, who, like your mom, would yell, "Just get in the car, I don't care." Because I would also say, you know, it's boring, I don't want to go. Anyway, which my daughter does say to me. Anyway, that's my brother Ryan, his wife Kara, and then we have a whole bunch of St. Paul folks sitting in the back there, like good Lutherans that they are. So, and I think that's roughly it. The rest of y'all folks, you know, are from around here, I think. So,
please, pastors and deacons and Synod-authorized ministers.
Was a Synod-authorized minister, now retired, worked with Sean over at St. Paul Upper. It was an experience. It was a blessing from my standpoint. I hope it might have been a blessing to him also.
Adam Sornshai, I'm pastor at St. John Lutheran Windfall, Cardington. I'm also the dean of the Southeastern Conference of the Northwestern Ohio Synod.
Kathleen Shook, retired.
Tansy Addison, Good Hope Lutheran Church in Bucyrus.
Rich Gansman, serving Peace Lutheran, Trinity Lutheran here in Galleon, St. John's in Leesville. Soon to be retired.
Scott Schnapp, I'm the pastor currently of the Lee Street Presbyterian Church in Marion, and I'm also the pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Prospect. I'm a chaplain with Ohio Health in Marion. I'm soon moving to a new call. I'm going to be the pastor of this young lady's church here at First Presbyterian Church in Mount Gilead.
Barry Halter, I'm pastor at St. Paul in Upper Sandusky.
I am Cheryl Sandergel, Director of Leadership Development for Northwestern Ohio Synod. So I work with our SAMs and our candidates and call process. And so I've worked with Sean for quite a while. I have read every report, every essay, and sat on every single one of his panels. And it is a blessing to be here today to celebrate this with you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm Daniel Bowden, and I get to be your bishop. I'm so grateful to be here tonight.
I always do this, and I forget to tell you things. So I'm going to do this now, and hopefully this is the only announcement. Please join us following the service in the, I call it the basement because I can never remember what it's called. It's not a hard name. The social hall. Okay. So please join us in the social hall. It's down the hallway, and there's an elevator, or it's down the hallway, first door on the right. You can go down the stairs. Please join us for some light refreshments. If you are a pastor, I've been asked to tell you or remind you, we're going to go to the back and then we're going to loop back around for some pictures. But you all go downstairs and start eating. That's right. Anyway, and now, a blessing. Please stand as you're able to do so. The God of peace bless you. The love of Christ sustain you in hope, and the anointing of the Spirit be upon you. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever.